You guys would like to turn to 1 Peter 5. We'll be reading here in a minute from the New King James, verse 8. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. So it was a cold and hazy afternoon when Travis Kaufman set out on a scenic run through the foothills of the Rocky Mountains of northern Colorado. The 31-year-old runner told reporters that he ran up a nature trail earlier this month near Fort Collins and made his way to the top to take in the sights. But on his way down, he said he ran into some ice on the trail, so he took a detour and hopped on the West Ridge Trail at Horsetooth Mountain Open Space, a 2,700-acre park known for its hiking, biking, and horseback riding trails. Moments later, he said he heard pine needles rustle behind him, then a stick snapped. And then he's quoted as saying, "I turned around and was pretty bummed out to see a mountain lion chasing after me," Kaufman said Thursday during a news conference. An official said the Colorado Parks and Wildlife said earlier this month that Kaufman had been mauled by a juvenile mountain lion. He was running February 4th on the Westridge Trail. Well, the story ends. Obviously, he's still alive. He was able to wrestle the juvenile. He tried to smash it with a rock, tried to stab it with some sticks, and finally was able to overcome the animal and suffocate it. When I heard that, I had remembered a devotional that I had studied a little while back, and I thought it was very applicable to the story as I've been here recently. So, in 1 Peter 5:8, the Apostle Peter warns his readers concerning the devil. And he says that the devil prowls like a roaring lion seeking to devour, and he seeks and knows where to find us in order to devour us. And we have many examples of this here in the Bible. So the devil found Samson in the arms of pagan and immoral women, and he found Judas where power and money were traded, even found Jesus hungry and tired in the desert alone and struggling in the garden. He always knows where to look in order to find and devour you. He finds you online because there's stuff there he knows you should not see, in your car in heavy traffic when you're least patient and you're in a hurry, when you're broke and you would compromise your honesty and generosity to get what you want, after a fight, an insult, or an offense where revenge is planned. He knows exactly where to find you in order to devour you and draw you into sin. But of course, as Christians, we know there are places where he cannot find us, places where his power cannot overcome us, and where he's not as powerful. And for us, this is the word and prayer, worshiping, fellowshipping, and serving with other Christians. There are places where he knows he's not welcome, and this is one of them. So when we do find ourselves in these situations, let's think of these things. First of all, let's be honest, and if he has found us, we have to think about where we're at and where we're supposed to be there. So let's try to avoid those places and be aware. But when we are being attacked, we need to stand firm, and we need to ask God for his help. And lastly, let's try to fill our time with the things and places where we know that God will be. And so going back to 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks with you like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Verse 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So tonight, as Christians, we have a need. We can come forward. We need prayers if we maybe have gone to those places where we shouldn't have, and we need help. Prayers for the ones that haven't answered the plan to salvation and want to put Christ on. You can go through the steps of salvation. You hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and then live a faithful life. If you need to know more about that, come forward. We can offer some study and get you clarity on that and get you on your path. So if you have a need tonight, whatever it is, please come forward as you stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.